dance all the time. This is the Dan Time Podcast with your host, Dan McArthur.
How are you doing the day after Christmas? How's everything shaping up in your life? I hope you had a great Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and now it's Friday, the day after. Now we got the weekend. Now we got New Year's. Hopefully, you've had some fun. You're taking reasonably good care of yourself. You're maybe imbibing, ingesting, enjoying a little bit of excess, maybe some excess, and then pulling back, and then maybe going back to the excess, and then taking another day off. Hopefully, you're not on a holiday bender of whatever that material, substance, food, liquid, you name it. Now, this is usually a fun time of the year, especially when the calendar shakes out that you get some extra time with your family, or if you don't have much family around, your friends, or just some screw around time if you like dabbling in things and you have projects that you enjoy, but you don't have a lot of time for. I like to imagine that you're getting some time off, some real time off, where you get left alone as much as you'd like to be. This is the Dan Time Podcast. If you've listened to it before, you know that at one time, this was a regular thing every Sunday night, maybe teetering into Monday morning often times. But every week, you got a new podcast episode with a fellow Dan or somebody that I know to generate a quality episode. And I've had to pump the brakes, had to slow down and focus on the things that matter. And I've addressed this. I just cannot keep up that schedule for now. Maybe it takes another year, two or three or five or 10. I don't know. But Dan Time, in some regularity, will come back. But, you know, 2 weeks, 2 months ago, I brought you the Halloween episode, a third annual installment with my brother Rob. We'll always keep that going. It's fun. I love talking to Robert. So 2 months later, now a Christmas slash holiday episode. Used to try to do one every year, or 2023 and 24. Had Dan Kobelka, maybe both times. This special, I guess you'd call it special, holiday episode is really just a ramble-sode. I don't know if anybody's already used that term, but if not, I'm taking it. Nobody's used Dan Time, so I got that. Ramble-sode is just me getting getting the itch to plug in and turn on and get that red record light going again. really. Not much more to it than that. Just, you know, my outlet has been... has been taken away from me. But then, again, it's me pulling back. But if you like to create something... And I'm not a musician, I'm not an artist that can turn a blank canvas into just a priceless composition. I do like to get some things out of my head. And I don't know why this is so funny. I don't know why. And there's, if you've listened to the show, especially the Travis episodes, you've heard some, maybe it's misplaced laughter. I just sometimes start laughing. Anyway, I have an outline here, and I'm going to try to stick to it and keep this to about maybe 20 minutes, because again, this is just me talking, and as I've said before, I'm not a huge fan of just talking just me for 25, 30 minutes. I listen to shows, and I've said this before, I will sometimes bail after about 25, 30 minutes if it's just a monologue. But I don't know how these guys do it, where they record an episode twice a week, maybe, and they talk for an hour and 20 minutes. I don't know. I don't know. And then you have to imagine, well, they've got a child, a spouse, somebody else in their inner circle that they're also having conversations with. Are they stopping to listen to these people, or are they just talking on the mic and then talking at their people? How does all that go? I just wonder. Anyway, so one thing I've been thinking about here, 2025, and how we try to get into the holiday spirit, how we try to be merry and bright. And it just feels like we're going through the motions. Look, your children are having fun. If you've got a 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old, they like Christmas time. Okay, they don't know what's going on here in the world. They don't know the changes in our day-to-day lives. Not just what's going on around the world, conflicts around the world, government stuff, politics, not that so much, just the way that we operate. They don't know yet. They don't know that it's really, it's just a big wear out, I guess you would say. So I made a little T-chart here, 2025 versus 2000. 25 years ago, what things looked like around the holidays, or really any given day, versus what's being crammed, what you're cramming into your head in 2025. Okay. Present day, we have, this is just, I'm going to keep this to communication channels. Most people have a smartphone. Most people. I don't know who those people are that live in a civilized society and they're above the poverty line. And a lot of people at or just below the poverty line probably still have a smartphone of some sort. Somebody in the house has one. So if you're an average person, you've got, and you're in the working world, okay? Let's just add that piece of criteria to it. First of all, you've got your text messages. It's from your brother, your sister, your best friend, the person you talk to a lot right now. Maybe that's somebody from work or whoever. Your one-to-one messages. Then you've got your group texts. And maybe 10 years ago, there'd be one group text with your extended family or your immediate family that lives around the country. So you know, you've got that now, but it's with multiple groups, I'm guessing. Then you got your junk text. This is just pure trash, spam. Don't click on it. Don't click that link. I need to delete and report spam, although this seemingly never gets reported. Or I don't know who looks at this and says, oh, let's knock that out, because I keep getting those messages. Then you've got marketing texts. This is from legit companies. Maybe you agreed when you signed up and you forgot to uncheck that box that you get these messages from Jimmy John's or Taco Bell or Kohl's or something. Then you've got your doctor's appointment text. If your kids are in school, now you've got text notifications to remind you to go check the app and read about that update. You've probably got an email attached to all that as well. This is before we get to phone calls, okay? So then the calls coming in. You're probably not getting a phone call from your best friend or just an acquaintance here in town that you've been doing a lot of stuff with this year. I don't know, depending on the relationships, some of you may just pick up the phone and blindly call somebody, but probably not a lot of those coming in. But you are getting a lot of junk phone calls, pure junk. You don't answer them. And If you figured it out, you know how to send those to voicemail without even hearing it ring. Then you got the marketing calls. Then if you've amounted some debt in your life and you haven't paid it all, you're getting some creditor calls. Now you're also getting, again, unless you've figured out a way to control this to some extent, notifications going off like crazy. If you haven't, and I urge you to get in there, stop what you're doing, stop listening to this podcast now if your phone is just driving you absolutely mad because you can't stop looking at it because it's always buzzing or beeping. Go in there and turn off all of your notifications that you just don't need to know about immediately or at all. This includes your social media notifications. Turn that off. Facebook, Instagram. God help you if you're on X. That heaping pile of toxic waste. It's useless. It's just total garbage. I have nothing for that platform. But turn that stuff off. If you're tapping on it, if you're tapping on those rounded edge icons multiple times a day anyway, you don't need a red number popping up to remind you to go there. Turn it off. Just my recommendation there. Okay, I'm getting a little heated. So we've gotten through all the activity just on the computer in your pocket. It's madness. It's absolute madness. Now you got photos. You've got the stuff on social media that you're choosing to look at. I guess the doom scrolling. I don't know how much that captures as a part of what we feel like we have to look at. But on and on and on. So there is in 2025, that's all the stuff that your eyeballs are fixated on every single day, multiple times a day. Nothing's excluded unless you work the type of job where you just can't look at your phone for 8 hours. This is what we're dealing with. How do you get out? That's what I want to know. How do you just say, I want to go back. I want to go back. I was thinking about that this morning. Today, December 26th, 2025, the first time that I seriously thought about, all right, because I carry two phones, one for work. What if I go back to a flip phone for my personal phone? What if I just do that? Could I go through a year doing that? These devices are demonstrably addictive, and it's kind of freaky to think ahead. If you're anywhere from 25, 35, 45, 55 years old, and you're trying to imagine the next 20 to 30 to 40 years of your life, 50 more years of your life, is this what it looks like? Now, I'm not saying you're not active. We're not active people. We don't get outside and explore the outside world and have conversations at deli counters and coffee shops and trains and we don't get out on the water, on the slopes, on the links. And you know, we live life. We do stuff. But we always come back. We always... If you spend enough time in a public place where it's a beautiful day and there's enough adults around, you will never be anywhere, not even the beach, where you just don't need it. And it's really hard to look at a digital screen, a black screen, you know, like on, especially down here on the Gulf Coast, the white sand, the sunshine. It's very difficult for me to really concentrate on a small screen at the beach, but people do it. What was I saying? Yeah, we go nowhere. We're around other people, and no length of time can go by without somebody, without you seeing somebody across the way or 3 feet away from you with that with the arm at the 90 degree angle holding the phone and the neck down. You don't see it, you won't see it. So is this what, how does this evolve? How does this get better? All right, a lot of commentary there, and you can pretty much tell where I fall on this whole thing. You know, and I'm in it. I'm, as someone that in my earlier years smoked cigarettes, you try to look for, okay, how do I get out of this? This isn't good. This, as this, you know, this is something that I do regularly. It's not healthy. How does this stop? How do I get this out of my system, out of my diet, out of my routine? And you quit. You don't smoke anymore. You need to start eating healthier. You make some changes. Doesn't happen overnight, but you stop. Now, in 2000, go back 25 years, you had a brick phone, a dumb phone, whatever they call them, one of those Nokia phones. You had a landline telephone at your house or apartment. You had an answering machine of some sort or voicemail. Voicemail wasn't primitive. It'd been around a little while. You had work email that stayed at work, and you might have had a physical camera or disposable camera. What am I missing? That's it. You heard what I rattled off a few minutes ago, and it's almost endless. That's what you had in 2000 as far as the technology that you had to just look at. And you didn't have to really train your eyes on a lot of stuff. You had the new Mac computers. That was coming along. There was stuff that you did, America Online, that was coming along. You had some stuff, but you had to sit down on location at your house, at school, or at your office. And then you left it, and you went away, and you didn't do that for hours, and you went and you did something else. But, you know, and people ask, if they weren't there, you know, if younger people will ask, was life more fun? Was it better back then? And I was 21 in the year 2000. Here's the difference. You had good times, you had bad times. And the things that were challenging in your life, they were there like they are today. But you had time, I feel like, to absorb how you felt. You had time. You had people that were mentally available to talk to you about how you felt. You could go and have a conversation with somebody, and there wasn't a distraction looming in their pocket or in your pocket. So, yeah, it was a great time going to see some live music, doing stuff with friends, going places, traveling in a vehicle, and people are just, we're talking, we're smiling, we're interacting. But I do remember some of the growing pains and having questions about things in life. And I'm going to have to wrap up this episode because I'm trying to do 20, 25 minutes here, and this is where we're going to wrap up. But I think we can make some changes. Maybe reverting to a flip phone is not going to work for you. How do you listen to podcasts on if you don't have a smartphone? And you want to listen in your car. Like, this is an audio format. This is not a video show, really. There are some video episodes, but how do you listen to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, if you don't have a smartphone? There's all kinds of ways, if you look at it, if you think about it, where you're really locked in. You're locked in. And we got to find a way to make some adjustments. Probably going to be a part two to this episode. I hope you enjoyed just some new content from Dan time. There's a little bit more, a lot more on my mind, but I've got to cut it short here today. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate, have some fun. Be present. Put some of this stuff aside. If the weather's nice enough, go out to your favorite park, trail, natural surroundings, and just find a place to relax and just be yourself. I appreciate you listening to the show. Take care of yourself, and hopefully a new episode, a new bonus episode to follow up this one coming at you soon.